In all of the great spiritual traditions of the world, it is taught how to live from the heart by the wise elders, whether it's the wisdom of Solomon or the words of the Bhagavad Gita, the practices of the Buddha, the teachings of Jesus, the elders on every continent. One essential art for the human heart to live well in our life is the art of forgiveness. The Buddhist texts begin, "O nobly born, O you who are the sons and daughters of the Buddha, who are born with a noble heart, do not forget who you really are. Do not forget the dignity of the heart, the great compassion of your own heart, the capacity for tenderness." So what I'd like to offer are teachings on forgiveness so that we can remember what we already know deep in ourselves, the wisdom of forgiveness, to remember what it really is and what it is not, how to protect ourselves or to understand forgiveness in such a way that we can really use it in our life, to tell stories of forgiveness, and to undertake the practices of forgiveness. It's an invitation when one speaks of forgiveness. The invitation is to remember the transforming power of our own heart, to remember that no matter where we are and in what situation we find ourselves, freedom of heart, peace, is possible. Viktor Frankl wrote, "We who lived in the concentration camps can remember those who walked through the huts, comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from us, but the last of human freedoms, the freedom to choose our spirit in any given circumstance." It's hard to imagine a world without forgiveness. Without forgiveness, life would be unbearable because we would be chained to the past, forced to carry the sufferings of the past, which we have all experienced, over and over, to repeat them without cease. And we know it when we look in the world around us, whether it's the Bosnians and the Serbs and the Croats and their history as peoples with one another, or the feuds of the Hatfields and the McCoys, or any people, culturally or individually, in conflict. It can be carried from year to year and generation to generation, and the fruit of carrying that is suffering and pain. Forgiveness is a letting go of past suffering, of betrayal. It is really a release of the burdens of pain and hate and struggle and sorrow that we carry. To enter into a life of forgiveness brings us back to the ground of love in our own hearts. With forgiveness, we become unwilling to wish harm to another. We finally free ourselves from the past. We let go of the inner sufferings of what has happened to us. And you can reflect how many times you have been asked to forgive in this life, in small ways and big ones, sometimes more successfully, sometimes less so, but it is asked of us all. In this way, forgiveness is fundamentally and first for ourselves, for our own body and mind and heart. There's a story of two former prisoners of war who meet many years later, and one says to the other, "Have you forgiven our captors yet?" And the second says, "No, never." And the first one says, "Well then, they still have you in prison, don't they?" To not forgive is to be bound to the suffering that has happened long ago. But because it's important to understand how forgiveness works, because it can be so difficult with the hurts of this life, we need to have a wise understanding of it to actually practice forgiveness. In this human life, we all have been betrayed, abandoned, hurt, abused, in some ways very gravely, both individually and personally. And then we live in this human world which is driven in some part by greed and hatred, by racism and injustice, the creation of war, the artificial creation of famines, all these things that come out of the human heart. And yet we know there is another way. In us, we can each sense the possibility of living with compassion. If we do not understand forgiveness, we might be afraid that to forgive will make things worse. These fundamental understandings are helpful. First of all, to forgive does not mean that we condone or justify what has happened to cause suffering to us or others. Forgiveness sees wisely. We may say never again. With forgiveness, we can learn from the past and do what is needed to prevent further harm. We may even say, I will put my own life on the line to prevent such suffering happening to another person. So there can be tremendous care and strength, and yet still we are asked to forgive. To forgive also is not idealistic. There's no quick fix of forgiveness. We can't paper over the sufferings of human life. I forgive very quickly. True forgiveness can often be a long and arduous and deep process that honors our loss, that honors pain and tears or sorrow, the rage or grief we carry. And in truth, we live in a culture that in many ways has forgotten how to grieve wisely, how to grieve our losses honorably so that we can move on. But without the tears to water the garden, we just armor ourselves and soldier forward, and the heart doesn't learn the lessons necessary. So to forgive is a long and deep process for many of us, and a universal one. In the words of Toni Merden, the first woman to row solo across the Atlantic Ocean, she writes, "If you know what it means to be out in the middle of an ocean by yourself, in the dark, scared, then it gives you a feel for what every other human being is going through. I row an actual ocean. Other people have just as many obstacles to go through." The wisdom of forgiveness also does not mean that we have to talk to or associate with those who have harmed us. The work of forgiveness is really in our own hearts. We don't have to try to fix the other while we might prevent things from continuing to harm others. And there might be amends that are made or there might not be. It does not require us to relate to anyone in a way that will continue to bring harm. In this way, forgiveness is not naive, nor is it weak. It does not mean to forgive and forget, because we do need to learn. Forgiveness is a conscious willingness to release the past and to ennoble our own heart. Gandhi called it a bravery. And Meher Baba, the Indian sage, said, "True love is not for the faint-hearted." Forgiveness is not primarily for others, but for our own well-being, like the two prisoners of war I spoke of. Those who harmed us may at this very moment be on vacation in the Bahamas, and we're here holding all the pain and suffering. Who is really having the problem?